Breathe Me In, written by Vesna, read by SBL. Fandom, The Untamed. Relationship, Lantan, Wein. Rating, explicit. It's too hot. Even for Lantan, who finds she's able to handle most types of weather with some modicum of grace and equilibrium, it is too hot. Sweat clings to her lower back, her hairline. It clings to her upper lip. Wein is moaning from her supine position on the floor, fan pointed towards her spread legs, panties soaked with sweat. Lantan hasn't moved her gaze from that spot in what feels like hours, even though they've only been in the living room for a lot less than that. She's not even particularly looking at Wing's panties-covered pussy with any intent. She just finds the sight soothing, comforting. The comfort of knowing that sometime soon, she will get to put her face directly on that spot, like a stripe up and make Wing shudder. Wing is extremely sensitive. Even the lightest touch gives her shivers.
Lantan. Lantan.
What is it?
Let's move.
Lantan shifts and shuts her eyes, attempting to find more of an equilibrium at her spot on the couch. We can't move. It's the middle of the month.
Let's move somewhere where central air. Central air and, like, I don't know, a butler or something. Someone to wash and bring me cherries and strawberries and watermelon when I require it.
Lantan opens her eyes in time to see Wei Ying raise her knees up and then flop them open, feet together. It's like she's trying to rile Lantan up.
But it's so hard.
Do you require fruit?
Wein pops open her eyes and cranes her neck to look at Lantan upside down.
I mean, it's not like I would say no.
Lantan drops her feet onto the ground and gets up. From this vantage point, Wein's growing grin looks sly. She knows what she's doing. Even knowing that, Lantan is happy to play servant to her whims. It's Wei Ying. There is very little Lantan wouldn't do for her. Perhaps they should find a place with central air. Of course, moving is an enormous hassle, especially on short notice. Especially in the summer. Their fans will have to do for now. Barefoot, she pads into the kitchen, where she sticks her head in the fridge for a full minute, then comes out with cherries and watermelon. The strawberries hadn't looked very good at the market this week, so she'd skip them. Next week. She'll get Wayne strawberries next week. She washes the cherries, puts them in a bowl. Two escape, one landing on the counter, the other on the floor. Lantan squats down to grab it, shrugs, and pops it in her mouth. 5-second rule. Besides, she had just washed the floors. A little dirt is good for you. She stands back up and spits the pit into the sink. She grabs her favorite chef's knife and cuts the watermelon in half. The rind cracking with a satisfying shick, then into quarters. She slices one quarter, then wraps the rest of it in a reusable wax-covered wrap and puts it back in the fridge. She grabs a plate and piles the watermelon slices onto it, just as Wayne's voice comes from the living room.
Lantan, why did you abandon me? Abandon me to my fate of melting into the floor.
Lantan licks some watermelon juice from her thumb and grabs the plate, the bowl, and some napkins. She has large hands and the bowl fits well in her palm. Comfortable. The napkins are tucked up under her elbow. She walks back into the living room silently, and Wayne's mouth turns into an O shape. Despite shamelessly asking for it, she's surprised every time Lantan does something nice for her, which happens all the time. She scrambles up to a sitting position.
Lantan!
Here you go.
Lantan squats down and sets the bowl and plate onto the floor, then drops the napkins down next to them.
Have some watermelon. It will cool you down.
Weighing, Ice Sprite says.
You didn't have to do that.
Even as she's already reaching for a watermelon slice and taking an enormous bite. It's juicy. It runs immediately down her chin. Lenten wants to lick it off with her tongue. Taste how sweet the watermelon is. Instead, she takes a slice of her own and tucks in, taking much smaller bites. Wayne doesn't bother with the provided napkins and simply wipes the mess away with the back of her hand before taking bite after bite until all that's left of the slice is the green and white rind. Wayne loves watermelon. She always eats it down until there's no sweet parts left. She even finishes Lenten slices when she hasn't sufficiently finished them herself. The watermelon is sugary sweet. It melts on Lenten's tongue. It cools her throat and chest. Wayne puts away two more slices in quick succession, slurping loudly, grinning at Lenten with pleasure. Lenten watches her steadily back. Wayne's teeth are white as they bite into the red pink flesh of the watermelon, her lips wet with juice. Once she's swallowed her last mouthful, Lenten leans in and gives into the temptation to lick the juice off of her lips. Wayne hums happily, her cool lips soft against Lenten's. A sticky hand comes up and touches Lenten's jaw. She doesn't mind exactly, but she does take Wayne's hand and pulls back from the kiss, licks the stickiness from her fingers. They're salty with sweat and sweet with watermelon. It's a pleasing combination. Wayne gasps, sensitive. Lenten sucks Wayne's index finger into her mouth and meets Wayne's gaze.
What about the cherries?
Wayne asks, voice hitching already. Lenten slips off of her finger.
Later, they can be dessert.
I thought I was dessert.
Wayne's eyes are crescents on her face, her smile irrepressible as always.
You're the first and second course.
It's cheesy. Lenten doesn't mind cheesy. Wayne really doesn't mind cheesy.
Come here.
Wayne leans over the bowl of cherries and Lenten kisses her again. Their mouths quickly get warm again, Wayne's tongue sliding into Lenten's mouth with the confidence of knowing it's always welcome. Lenten accepts the offering, offers up her own in return.
It's a good kiss.
Wayne breaks off and pants against Lenten's mouth.
It's so hot.
Mm.
Gross, Lenten. Like, really super sweaty.
Lenten is already sliding the bowl of cherries aside and going for the hem of Wayne's ripped tank top, which he's wearing without a bra underneath.
Okay.
Wayne makes a face, but obediently raises her arms over her head and allows Lenten to strip her. Now she's wearing nothing but her red panties with a sweat-darkened patch between her legs.
Lie back,
Lenten orders, and Wayne obeys. Her tits disappear a little as she lies down. They're small enough that they can do that, whereas Lenten's just flop to the side if she isn't wearing a bra. Lenten loves Wayne's tits, with her tight brown nipples and a single birthmark underneath the left one. She runs her hands up Wayne's narrow ribcage and then spreads her hands and thumbs at those nipples. They peak, sensitive. All of Wayne is sensitive, as though she's made for this. She's responsive, always has been, at least with Lenten. Even as her body demonstrates its arousal, she makes a noise, eyes closing, mouth opening. Lenten bets that if she were to slide her hand inside Wayne's panties, she would discover that her pussy isn't just sweat damp, but slick too. Wayne gets incredibly wet at the drop of a hat. In all the times Lenten has fucked her with a strap on, they've never had to use lube. Not once. Wayne finds it embarrassing. Lenten finds it unbearably sexy.
Now she leans over Wing's tits and takes one in her mouth, her chin-length hair escaping from behind her ear and whispering against Wing's skin. Wing shudders beneath her, then moans.
Don't! I smell!
She doesn't move away, though. Nantan inhales, almost tasting her scent in the back of her throat. Wing smells good, earthy, slightly sour with sweat. Nantan licks her nipples a few times before nosing against her armpit. Wing squeals and squirms away this time.
Don't! Nantan, what the hell? That tickles!
Nantan reaches out and grabs Wing's wrist, pins them over her head.
Lie still.
Then she noses against her armpit again, leaves a tiny kiss just below, next to her tit. Wing gives a breathless laugh, then whines.
Nantan, don't! Didn't I tell you it tickles? And I smell?
You smell good.
Nantan tells her even as she's moving onto the other breast, taking its peaked nipple in her mouth. Wing gives a little sound that goes directly to Lenten's cunt. Lenten isn't wearing underwear, just her sweat shorts and a sports bra. She'll have to change out of the shorts after this. Or just take them off right now. She pulls back and tugs at her bra, lifting it up and over her tits until they spill, gently bobbing as she frees herself of the bra. She fixes her hair back into place, then drops her gaze down to Wing. Wing is watching her, biting her index finger, eyes glazed over. Wing loves Lenten's tits.
Mine are just barely a handful, she often says. But I want yours to smother me.
Sometimes, when Wing has had a bad day, she will pout until Lenten will undo her own shirt, pull her tits together, and Wing will drop her face onto them, burrowing against their softness. Lenten doesn't break eye contact as she sits up onto her knees and slides her shorts down, then slips them off her legs. It feels good to be naked. She had been sweating right through the clothes. Wing is still watching her silently, and Lenten leans over her, propped up by one arm, her free hand going right between Wing's legs to feel her wetness against her panties. Wing shudders and whines, then clamps her legs until they're squeezing Lenten's middle.
Lenten,
she whines, pouting.
Don't tease.
Lenten loves to tease, loves to torture Wing until she's a mess, writhing, begging for release. Wing is so easy to tease. Lenten puts her hands on Wing's knees and pulls them away from her. Wing clamps them against her again, a glint in her eyes. Lenten squeezes Wing's knees and forces her legs apart once more, then leans over until she can reach the plate with a watermelon and grabs a slice. Wing looks confused, which is adorable, and then her eyes widen as Lenten takes the slice and brings it between Wing's legs. Wing gasps as Lenten slides the very tip of the slice against Wing's cunt, pushing in until her lips are defined beneath the thin material of her panties.
Lenten?
Lenten pulls her hand away and takes a bite of the watermelon, the spot that had just been touching Wing. It smells a little like Wing's cunt and tastes sweet.
Lenten! That's so dirty!
Wing sounds scandalized and delighted all at once. Lenten hums, then brings the watermelon slice to the juncture of Wing's legs again and slides it against the edge of the panties, touching skin. Wing hisses. The watermelon is cold. Lenten bites her lip and slides a finger beneath the material, pulling it away. Wing is watching her with huge eyes, as though she can't believe Lenten is doing this. They've never done anything like this, and Lenten is beginning to wonder why not. This is fun. She brings the watermelon slice towards where her finger is pulling Wing's panties away from her cunt and presses it up right against the core of her.
Wei makes a soft sound, and her hips jerk, but she doesn't move away. She doesn't protest. Lantern presses it up harder against her pussy, watching the juice run down her soft skin, then skids it all the way up her thigh, leaving a sticky trail behind. Then she brings the slice to her mouth and licks where it had been touching Wei Ying. She does it while keeping eye contact, and Wei Ying's cheeks are flaming, though it's hard to say if that's from the heat, the embarrassment, or being turned on. Wei Ying always flushes when she's really turned on. Lantern, still keeping her panties well away from Wei Ying's cunt, brings the watermelon slice back towards it and pushes it up against her again, harder, hoping it comes away with more of Wei Ying's taste. Wei Ying squirms.
Lantern, that's so unhygienic.
She complains around the tip of her finger that's caught between her teeth. She looks ridiculously sexy like this, a mixture of debauched and innocent, allowing Lantern to do as she pleases.
I'll clean you up,
Lantern assures her, then takes another bite of the watermelon, which does now have a hint of Wang's taste on it. She then runs it up against Wang's other thigh and chases the taste with her tongue, starting on the knee and going all the way down. She can't wait anymore. She tosses the watermelon back onto the plate and all but rips Wang's panties off of her, Wang raising her legs to let her. Lantern is mesmerized by the way the movement pushes her cunt together, and as soon as Wang's underwear hits the floor, Lantern is spreading her legs and diving in between, licking her out deep and slow, tasting just a hint of watermelon, but mostly Wei Ying. Wei Ying cries out and grabs the back of Lantern's head, pressing herself up against her mouth. Wei Ying loves it when Lantern eats her out. She loves to tell her, with some glee, about how oral has never actually done much for her before, how she could never actually come from it, and she's always had to be super turned on for it to even feel like anything. Until Lantern. I think you've rewired me, she likes to say. Just rewiring my whole business. Lantern could spend hours with her face between Wing's legs. She grabs Wing's thighs and pushes them down until she's completely exposed to Lantern's view, the sleek folds of her. Lantern had been right. Wing is incredibly wet. Sweat clings to her neatly trimmed pubic hair, and in between, a slickness has gathered. Lantern dips her tongue in, tasting her, then spreads it around with her tongue, coats her clit with it. She tastes slightly sour, smells musky and strong and hot as hell. Wayne trembles against her, her thighs quivering under Lantern's hold. If Lantern were to let go of them, they would end up clamped around her ears. Wei Ying tends to like coming with her legs all but pushed together. Something about it makes her orgasms longer, more intense. Lantern will allow her that, but not just yet. For now, she will tease her with the tip of her tongue, legs spread as wide as they go, hips trembling.
Lantern, Lantern, you're a horrible tease. You're so dirty, Lantern, what the hell? My legs are still sticky.
Lantern pulls back and lifts her head so their gaze can meet over Wing's nipples, hard and flushed.
I'll run you a bath after. Clean you up.
It's too hot for a bath.
Then I'll get a cold washcloth and clean you up that way.
Wing bites her lip. Oh, she likes that idea. Wei Ying in general is a bit of a pillow princess. She likes being tended to. She likes being on her back when Lantern fucks her, though she will on occasion climb on top of Lantern, sit herself on the dildo, and take all that she knits from it, Lantern a mere vehicle for her pleasure. Small hands pressed up against Lantern's hips, mouth dropped open, eyebrows drawn together, she will bounce on Lantern's cock and grind against it, making sure that her clit is in play too. She can't come otherwise.
Occasionally, she will grab Lenten's hand and demand she play with her clit until she comes. Lenten is always happy to oblige. Now, Wing's eyes flash and she bumps her hips, seeking Lenten's mouth again.
Greedy,
Lenten notes. Wing giggles and does it again.
Always,
she says, her voice breathy and hoarse. Lenten is greedy too. She dives back in for Wing's pussy, focusing this time on her clit, finding the hard nub easily enough. She knows Wing's cunt intimately, knows exactly how to wring pleasure from her and what kind. Wing loves her entire cunt blade width, will grind herself against Lenten's face and seek more the way she's doing now, but then, once she's been sufficiently driven out of her mind, she'll need all the focus to be on that one spot. This time, Lenten had meant to tease her more, but the noises Wing makes when Lenten tongues at her clit are delicious, addictive. She moans against her gritted teeth, hips pumping. Lenten speeds up. She's convinced that the reason Oral has never done much for Wing prior to Lenten is because nobody that Wing had been with before had understood her body as well as Lenten does. And Wing, who does know her own body, had been too shy to demand what she had needed. Lenten knows that, even though Wing is sensitive and anything will get her going, she needs it hard and fast in order to come. Lenten will get her there, even as her jaw aches and tongue cramps. She plays her tongue against Wing's clit, keeping it stiff and hard so there's enough stimulation, and Wing's voice breaks. When Lenten glances up, she sees that Wing's got one hand fisted in her hair, head thrown back. Her pink throat is working, mouth dropped open. She's lost to pleasure. She's close. Lenten loves Wing's orgasms, but she finds them a little lonely, for all that she's the one to wring them from her. She wants to crawl inside Wing to feel that orgasm from the inside out. That's why one of her favorite ways of making Wing come is with her mouth, often with two fingers working her. It's the closest she can come to crawling inside Wing whole and sharing the pleasure. Now, Wing doesn't take long to come. Lenten works her for another minute, then does slip two fingers inside her. They slide in easily between her slick lips. And Wing cries out, shuddering, as her cunt flutters against Lenten's tongue and clamps her on Lenten's fingers. She's strong. Lenten loves to feel that strength all around her. Wing's thighs are squeezing her head, muffling the noises she's making. Wing tends to come for a long time. Lenten licks her through it. Finally, after a long moment of trembling, she releases Lenten in all the places she strapped her, her cunt, her knees, and goes completely slack. Lenten slips out her fingers and drops a kiss to her cunt, over her mound, her inner thigh, then dips lower and kisses the line of demarcation between her thigh and ass. She's so soft there. Lenten feels her own eyelashes fluttering and she lingers. Finally, she takes a deep breath and drops her face onto Wing's hip, eyes sleeping close. Now that she's no longer giving Wing pleasure, her own arousal lets itself be known. She's pulsating with it, the ache between her legs a sharp, delicious pleasure. Wing paws at her head, still panting.
Lenten, fucking hell!
She says that every time, and every time it sounds like a revelation. Lenten will never get tired of hearing it.
Are you turned on?
Wing asks quietly. Lenten hums, then turns her head and kisses Wing's hip. She's got a tattoo there, a cluster of three small stars. It's a good tattoo. For being several years old, it's still sharp and clear. Lenten runs her thumb between Wing's spread legs. Sometimes she can get her to come twice. Three times. Wing is easy that way. Lenten can only come once, but she doesn't mind. She's better at giving pleasure than receiving it.
What do you want, baby?
Wing asks quietly.
Want to see it on my face?
Yes.
Venton wants that. Wants to grind her own cunt on Wing's mouth. Wing loves being on her back, even when she's supposedly being the more active participant.
Lenchen lifts up and kisses a trail up Wing's body.
She'll never get tired of this.
She kisses the bumps of Wing's ribs, dips her tongue inside her belly button, making Wing laugh a breathless laugh, then bites the softness of her lower belly.
Wing's hands are running through Lenchen's hair, holding onto her as though she were something precious.
Wing's touch is always so soft, but so sure.
Lenchen can't get enough of that either.
Finally, her mouth finds Wing's. She gives Wing her own taste back, Wing moaning happily against her. Gone are the objections about being too sweaty, and instead, Lenchen gets enthusiasm and delight. Their tongues are soft against one another, and there's no rush in this kiss. For all that, Lenchen's cunt is pulsing with need.
She'll get hers. She knows that.
For now, she will let Wing kiss her breathless, hands gripping the back of her head, legs wrapped around her hips.
Lenchen sort of wants to fuck her, but she doesn't want to take the time to separate and go into the bedroom, get the dildo set up in the harness, deal with the straps.
Another time. Maybe tonight.
Right now, she separates from Wing with one last kiss and then maneuvers herself to straddle Wing's chest.
Wing's eyes are bright as she watches her.
Come on, bring it in,
Wing commands. Lenchen takes a deep breath and knee walks until her cunt is level with Wing's mouth. She stays like that for one overwhelming moment, all but dripping onto Wing's mouth, and then she lowers herself down. Wing makes a pleased noise. She loves eating pussy as much as Lenchen does. And then she gets going.
Lenchen, not having a headboard or wall to hold onto, doesn't know what to do with her hands until she bends down and grabs onto Wing's head.
Wing makes a pleased noise and continues to lick her out.
Wing also knows Lenchen's cunt intimately. She knows that Lenchen, above all else, needs it to be steady, slow, a building of pleasure.
It won't take long. Not today.
Lenchen is primed. Has been ever since Wing had pointed a fan between her legs and lain there on the floor, teasing Lenchen, however unknowingly.
Lenchen makes a low noise in her throat.
Wing's mouth feels good.
She grinds down against her, asks, breathless,
is that okay?
Wing's moan is enthusiastic. She squeezes Lenchen's ass, too, in case she hadn't been clear.
That's their signal of,
yes, please, keep doing this thing you're doing. I'm happy as a clam.
Lenchen holds onto her, grinds down harder. She moves her hips in a steady rhythm, moving herself against Wing's stiff tongue, her clit feeling swollen and good, pleasure building and building. Wing is making noises, happy. Obscene. She gets so much pleasure from driving Lenchen out of her mind. Any time she makes Lenchen come, which is not infrequent, she beams proudly. It makes Lenchen's chest squeeze with a boundless love that should scare her, but doesn't. Not anymore. She lets out a moan, going slightly faster. When she looks down, she can see Wing's face glistening with Lenchen's lick, eyelashes fluttering, cheeks bright pink, hair in disarray. She loves Wing during sex, loves how messy and disorderly she gets, as though her whole entire self is in this one act.
Lenchen closes her eyes, goes faster, and pleasure gathers in her swollen cunt, just a little more, and
Lenchen's voice breaks as she goes over the edge, a wave of pleasure pulling her under, cunt fluttering with it. Her entire body quaking.
Wei makes a pleased noise and continues to lick her out until Lan Chen hisses and pulls herself away. She sits back, careful not to crush Wei Ying under her weight, and tries to catch her breath. Beneath her, Wei Ying looks incredibly smug and pleased with herself. She licks her lips. Lan Chen, you taste so good.
Sweaty, probably.
Lan Chen says, her breath still hitching a little bit. Wei Ying licks her lips again, then runs the back of her hand against her mouth, wiping Lan Chen off her skin. It's good. It's so good. Without thinking, Lan Chen puts her fingers on Wei Ying's lips, and Wei Ying opens up immediately, sucking them in. It occurs to Lan Chen that Wei Ying could probably use another orgasm. Sometimes their sessions last for hours, because Wei Ying is easy to please, and Lan Chen loves to please her. She slips her finger from Wei Ying's mouth, slides down her body, and kisses her. She tastes herself and Wei Ying and the lightest of traces of watermelon in the back of her throat. Her hand finds Wei Ying's cunt, slick and swollen and ready for her, and slips two fingers easily in. Wei Ying bucks up and hisses, breaks off their kiss.
Lan Chen, you don't have to.
The clench of her hands on Lan Chen's upper arms says otherwise.
Do you want it?
Lan Chen asks, nosing under her jaw and kissing her tender pulse point.
Yeah.
Then you'll get it.
Sometimes Lan Chen likes to get a little mean in bed, make her wait, play with her, and Wei Ying likes it, gets off on it. But sometimes, Lan Chen doesn't have time for pretense or for games. Sometimes, she simply wants to give Wei Ying all the pleasure she can and have her accepted with no worries. This is one of those times. Wei Ying makes a low, guttural sound and moves her hips faster, working herself on Lan Chen's fingers, feet digging into the floor. Lan Chen wants her to go for a while, wants her fingers to get pruny from Wei Ying's cunt, wants to stay in this moment forever, even as her lower back and upper lip gather sweat, even as the fan barely moves the hot air around. The windows are wide open in an attempt to get a cross breeze, and Lan Chen hopes their neighbors hear Wei Ying, hear how good Lan Chen is making her feel. Hopes they hear everything. Wei Ying starts snapping her hips faster, coming off the floor as she chases her own pleasure. Lan Chen kisses a hot trail down her neck to between her tits. She could easily give Wei Ying her thumb to rub against, but maybe she does feel like being a little mean. Wei Ying can't come from penetration alone, and she wants to, Lan Chen can tell. Wants to come desperately.
Lan Chen, please!
Lan Chen hums, then takes one of her nipples in her mouth again, sucks hard. Wei Ying cries out and throws back her head. Lan Chen can hear the dull thump of it. Once they had been fucking so hard on the bed that Wei Ying had hit her head on the side of the bed frame and giving herself a goose egg. Lan Chen had tended to it afterwards, put ice over it, pet Wei Ying's hair. She hopes she won't have to this time.
If you want to come,
she murmurs after letting her nipple go.
Do it yourself.
Lan Chen!
Wei Ying whines, but she's already reaching down with her own hand and starting to rub her clit, faster and faster. Lan Chen listens to the sleek noises the two of them are making. Dirty, obscene, the sounds of sex. Lan Chen is panting herself, and she wishes she could get off again, because Wei Ying getting off gets her going like nothing else. But she knows herself, knows her body. She needs recovery time. Later. She can come later. Right now is for Wei Ying chasing her own orgasm, bringing herself off with quick, hard movements, even as her cunt clenches around Lan Chen's fingers, soft and strong and slick. Wei Ying tenses beneath her, and Lantern pulls back to watch as her thighs tense, legs squeezing together, trapping Lantern up to the wrist, and then she's coming with a soft gasp, pulsing around Lantern's fingers, shuddering all over. Wing comes for a while. Her hips jerk, her tits trembling with the force of it. Lantern buries her face against her sternum and breathes in her scent. The stuffy room is suffused with it. Lantern loves that scent. Loves how quickly their fresh sheets start to smell like Wing, because Wing refuses to sleep in clothes. Lantern takes in a shuddering breath. And finally, Wing releases her, going slack. Lantern sleeps her hand out. Her fingers did get pruny, and keeps eye contact with Wing as she licks herself clean. Wing makes a funny face, half pleased, half grossed out, and laughs. "You're so fucking dirty," she says, sounding delighted. Lantern arches an eyebrow.
"Is that a complaint?"
"Not in the least."
"No,"
she sounds gleeful. Gleeful and blazed out. For a long moment, the two of them just breathe. Lantern moves back, and her tits sort of unstick from Wing's body. They both make a face at that. "We're gonna need a shower," Wing says. "I love this, but I can't actually stay like this. I'm so gross." Lantern agrees. She falls over backwards until she's lying half on the floor, half tangled still with Weying. Their legs are going to have to be peeled apart, she can tell. It's too hot. Her head ends up next to the bowl of cherries and the plate of watermelon. Unthinkingly, she reaches into the bowl and pops a cherry in her mouth. She eats the flesh, then shrugs and swallows the pit. She's old enough to know that a cherry tree won't actually grow inside her if she does.
"Lantern, I want a cherry too,"
Wayne says with a pout in her voice. Lantern rises up on her elbows and grabs one. She brings it over to Wayne's lips, and Wayne sucks it in, licking in between her fingers. Lantern gets the feeling they'll be getting pretty dirty after their shower as well. Wayne's not done. Wayne gives her an unrepentant grin and chews the cherry, then opens her mouth. The pit is between her teeth. She makes an inquiring noise, and Lantern rolls her eyes even as she presents her palm. Wayne spits the pit into her palm and smiles.
"Thanks, Lantern."
Lantern drops the pit in the bowl. She leans over, and they kiss. The kiss is cool from the cherries. Pleasant. Sweet. She pulls back and finally unpeels their legs apart. It stinks.
"Should we shower?"
Wayne makes a face and grumbles as she sits up.
Yeah, I guess so.
Lantern stands up on slightly shaky legs. She's got a mess between her legs and she's looking forward to cleaning herself up. Cleaning Wayne up, too. She had promised. Wayne, unabashedly naked and sexy with her hair in disarray, looks up at her with a wide grin.
"You're so hot, Lantern. Like, so hot."
"Likewise."
Lantern gives her a hand, and Wayne sighs and takes it, pops up to her feet. She sways a little, and Lantern catches her around the waist.
"Aw, you're such a gentleman,"
Wayne coos. Her eyes are completely blown still, dark and liquid. Lantern shrugs and tugs at her hand.
"Come on. Cold shower. You need it."
"So do you," Wayne says in a mock-offended tone. "Neither one of us is exactly fresh as a daisy."
Lantern can't argue with that, so she simply leads them out into the hall.
"Bossy,"
Wayne notes with some amount of glee. Lantern stops abruptly and turns around. Wayne bumps into her with a surprised look on her face. Lantern reaches up and fixes her hair as much as she is able to without a brush.
"Pretty,"
she breathes. In the slightly dim hallway, no light reaches here. Wayne appears to flush again.
Oh, Lantern. Flatterer.
Teller of truth.
Lantern corrects and kisses her. Wayne clings to her, breast brushing. Lantern will never get tired of how Wayne opens up to her. In every way it's possible for a person to do.
Shower?
Wayne asks hopefully after pulling back. Lantern gives her another kiss. She can't help it. And then pulls Wayne after her into the bathroom. They don't exactly get clean in the shower either. The end. Thanks for listening.